is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. Capital Day here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you along for the conversation today. Today's program, special programming brought to you by our sponsors, Health Partners, Centria Healthcare, and the Eisenhower Center. Capital Day brought to you by the Brain Injury Association of Michigan, sponsored by that group, talking about catastrophic injuries and how no-fault insurance may help you and your family not go bankrupt in the event of a bad car accident resulting in a traumatic injury. So more on that coming up here on the program today. We'll have, in fact, Matt Bluen will be here, Director of Marketing for Centria. Also today, Julie Gunlock, Liz Peek, and Sean Tuma on the way. But first, during the break here, I was talking to John Prosser, who was on the program here moments ago, the vice president of Health Partners, talking about no fault. He was here. But we got to talking about the Democratic Party. And after their stunning loss, Hillary Clinton's stunning loss in November, you know, it was time to back up and retool and rediscuss who they are as a party, you know, who they are ideologically, who they are, what is their vision, what do they believe in? Because one of the things when we had the authors on from Shattered last week on the program, one of the things that Hillary Clinton could not articulate, that she could not explain to people or explain to people well, certainly, was why she was running for president at all. I mean, why did she, what was she trying to accomplish? What was she trying to be for you, for me, for the American people? What was Hillary Clinton trying to be president for? To change what? To do what? What was her agenda? You know, raise minimum wage? Look out for the little guy? Those are talking points. Those are all fine. Well, but, you know, Ronald Reagan fundamentally wanted to change America and help Americans and be proud of America. He had an overwhelming surge, the shining city on the hill. So when Hillary Clinton lost her presidential bid, Democrats struggled to find a new face for the party and a clear vision for the road ahead. And what they came up with is even more baffling. Labor Secretary Tom Perez. You've seen this guy. Former Labor Secretary Tom Perez, who's now the DNC chair, who makes Debbie Wasserman Schultz look like a hero by comparison. Last week, here's the latest example of, I'm going to call this the Oracle in Omaha. Not that one, but here's an Oracle out of Omaha, because Democrats should be paying very close attention to what just happened in the race to become mayor of Omaha, Nebraska. Because last week, the Democrats were hoping they would widen their tent. They backed a pro-life candidate, Heath Mello, in his bid to become the mayor of Omaha. But he failed to clinch the seat and got thumped by the Republican Gene Stothert by more than 6 points. Now, some observers see Senator Bernie Sanders stumping for Mello, as he did on April 20th, as the moment that the focus shifted the race to a single issue. And here's how it was summed up. Omaha is a moderate to conservative city in the heart of the nation. It's the home of many white-collar workers that, you know, they could go either way. They lean a little bit Republican, but if there was a good candidate, they could go to the left. But here's their problem. Bernie Sanders is an East Coast Marxist, and he has no appeal whatsoever to the majority of voters in Omaha, because the majority of voters in Omaha don't believe in this Marxist, socialist, communist worldview that is perpetuated by Bernie Sanders and his followers. It's just, the support just isn't there in middle America, which is why you can look at what happened on the 8th of November. That same support does not exist. It does not exist in Wisconsin, by and large, or Pennsylvania, or right here in Michigan. It doesn't exist in Indiana or Ohio or Kentucky. In 99% of Illinois, it doesn't exist. They have a couple of counties that it does that overwhelm the others. Now, the second mistake, the first mistake, they bring in Bernie Sanders in this race for this mayor's office in Omaha. The second mistake is about abortion. You see, Senator Mello, under pressure, was advised by consultants to soften his position on abortion. You know, he is pro-life, has a pro-life voting record, but, you know, they don't want that. And once he softened on that, he was open to attack for flip-flopping on all of these issues. So bottom line, Bernie Sanders' visit was a fallout. But then here comes NARAL, the pro-choice American litmus test group. And in a statement put out, the actions today by the DNC to embrace and support a candidate for office who will strip women of one of the most critical constituencies of the party of our basic rights and freedom is not only disappointing, it is politically stupid. So here comes the litmus test that you must be an abortion supporter. There's no room in the Democratic Party if you are not a supporter of abortion. After that statement, DNC head Tom Perez stepped out to say, quote, every Democrat, like every American, should support a woman's right to make her own choices about her body and her health. Every Democrat and every American, is what he's saying, should support abortion. That is not negotiable, he went on to say, and should not change city by city or state by state. Newsflash. Newsflash. If you want to have a litmus test over a single issue like abortion, Mr. Perez, you will continue to lose and lose badly, as the Oracle of Omaha has just proven. The latest Oracle of Omaha has just proven. Meanwhile, while the Democrats are getting their clocks cleaned, all they can talk about on the left in the news media, CNN, is about impeaching Donald Trump for what we've not quite figured out. Donald Trump has been accused of no crimes. Nobody in his administration has been accused of any crimes. In fact, Michael Flynn has been cleared by the FBI of any criminal wrongdoing in their probe. He may have said inappropriate things. He may have misled people. He may have met with Russians. But did he commit a crime? So far, apparently not. So far, apparently not. So that brings us back to the distractions, the resistance. Onward Together, the resistance leader, Hillary Clinton, now back in full swing with her new pack, Onward Together. Onward where? Over the cliff? Onward into oblivion? Where are we going exactly, Madam Secretary? Where are we headed? What is your vision of America? What are you selling, Hillary Clinton? What are you selling, Tom Perez? Where are you taking your legions of people? I get it that it works in the Northeast. I get it that it works in Seattle and Portland and Los Angeles. But it doesn't work in Omaha, and it doesn't work in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania or Ohio. So what is the vision of the Democratic Party besides, say, we've got to impeach Trump? Trump's the danger. He's with the Russians. Please, at some point that just wears terribly, terribly thin. All right, we'll take a quick breath. When we come back, Julie Gunlock will join me right here. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.